What you call that thing?
You just use a regular frying pan.
You ever hear anybody call it a skillet or anything?
Yeah.
Is that about the same thing?
I think about the same order.
Well, I think the difference between the frying pan and the skillet is the frying pan is bigger and the skillet is not the place to be.
Would you ever have anything maybe out in the backyard big and black that you might boil clothes in or something
yeah.
like that?
Wash pot, yeah. Yeah, we had a wash pot all my life. I had one at home and then we had one. Mm-hmm. But people used to wash their clothes. They'd boil the clothes and beat them with a stick. And rub them on the rub board and rinse them 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. Now they don't never boil them no more. Mm-hmm. And my son had a wash pot out there called Hog Grit. And I think some of them run away with a tractor and broke it. Mm-hmm. It's still out there.
Well, we're talking about washing and things like that the women would do. What would your mother usually sweep with?
Well, years ago, we used to get belt metal pans.
Yes.
And tie the stems together and wrap. Tie the blades together and wrap the string around them where they wouldn't get too open or where they'd be kind of round. Then we'd take the boom blades, they call it, which is high grass, gets up waist high, shoulder high. Take the water out, tie string around it, gets 3 feet. Take palmetto root, a piece of old cabbage tree, and saw it off. Take a hammer and beat it out, and there'd be just a rough brush. We used to make brushes out of them things, and put a hammer on it and wash the floor, scrub the floor with them. We didn't have no rugs like we got now. Just had a wood floor. And we'd take a palmetto root and make about a foot long, about 3 inches square. Then we'd nail them 2 to 1, you know, in the middle, pick 3 of them. Beat that one end like that, and just beat it to a flat, just like a brush. For about 1 inch deep. Take a hammer and you can beat all that stuff out of there. It'd just be like a brush. Then we'd bore a hole in the middle one and put a handle in it. Take a stick of some kind. Full broom handle. There wasn't many broom handles at that time. Well, any kind of a limb, a good size, a little bush, a little tree. Then we draw a piece of an old cabbage tree, about 8 inches long, and this would be maybe 8 inches through, 10. We'd beat it, one end of it to a flat, make a brush out of it. And then we'd bore a hole in the side of it and put a hand in it. Use this for a scrub mop. Yep. And we'd make a lot of little hand brushes. Brush your hat, your coat, and then palmetto root,